happening today, the YSL trial will get underway involving Atlanta rapper Young Thug. He's been in custody for more than a year and a half.
More than 1.5 years after he was hit with a RICO, Young Thug is set to face a jury of his peers to determine whether he is guilty of the atrocities he and his gang are accused of. However, from the evidence that is being brought to light, as well as Young Thug's demeanor in court, some say it is time to say goodbye forever to the rapper, as it's only a matter of time before he is found guilty and sentenced. But how did Young Thug find himself in this position? Young Thug's RICO.
You're looking at Young Thug's mugshot. The Fulton County District Attorney claims the rapper, whose real name is Jeffrey Williams Jr., is part of a gang that used violence, drugs, and even murder to make money.
Young Thug, known for his critically acclaimed music and chart-topping hits, now faces a grueling legal battle. Accused of running a violent Atlanta street gang disguised as a record label, YSL, Young Thug finds himself at the center of a high-stakes trial that could potentially result in decades behind bars. The indictment against him and 27 other alleged members of YSL paints a picture of a criminal enterprise involved in murder, assault, robbery, and more. In the world of hip-hop, few artists have experienced a meteoric rise quite like Young Thug. Born Jeffrey Williams, Young Thug quickly made a name for himself with his unique style, captivating lyrics, and undeniable talent. At the end of 2021, he stood as one of hip-hop's biggest rising stars, with 3 chart-topping hits, 3 chart-topping albums, and a Grammy Award for Song of the Year. But his success didn't stop there. Young Thug's rise to fame coincided with the establishment of his own record label, YSL, which stands for Young Stoner Life. Under the umbrella of Warner Music's 300 Entertainment, Young Thug took control of his own destiny, creating a platform for himself and other talented artists to thrive. YSL quickly became synonymous with innovation, pushing the boundaries of hip-hop and carving out a unique space in the industry. With Young Thug at the helm, YSL became a force to be reckoned with. The label's roster boasted a talented lineup of artists, including his star protege Sergio Guna Kitchens. Together, they created a wave of music that resonated with fans worldwide, earning critical acclaim and commercial success. But as Young Thug's star continued to rise, so did the allegations against him and his record label. In May 2022, Fulton County District Attorney Fawnie Willis unveiled a shocking 56-count indictment, accusing Young Thug and 27 other alleged members of YSL of running a violent Atlanta street gang. According to the prosecution, YSL was not just a record label, but a dangerous criminal enterprise known as Young Slime Life, affiliated with the National Bloods Gang. The indictment detailed a decade-long reign of terror centered around the Cleveland Avenue area of Atlanta. Prosecutors alleged that YSL members were responsible for a wide range of criminal activities, including murder, assault, robbery, theft, illegal gun possession, and drug sales. At the heart of the indictment was the claim that Young Thug was the clear leader of the organization, referred to as King Slime by his associates. Prosecutors argued that he had used his music to promote and glorify the gang's activities, making YSL a well-known name in the process. They pointed to lyrics in his songs as evidence of his involvement in criminal activities and his influence over the gang. The case against Young Thug and YSL was built on Georgia's Racketeer Influenced and Corrupt Organizations Act, or RICO. This law, similar to the federal RICO statute, was designed to target organized crime and make it easier for prosecutors to dismantle criminal enterprises. By using RICO, the prosecution aimed to prove that Young Thug and his associates conspired to run an illegal enterprise, committing numerous individual acts in furtherance of the conspiracy. One of the most shocking allegations in the indictment centered around the 2015 killing of Donovan Thomas Jr., commonly known as Big Nut, a rival gang member. Prosecutors claimed that Young Thug had rented the car used in the murder, while 5 other YSL members were directly charged with the killing. This high-profile case sent shockwaves through the music industry and the Atlanta community, shining a spotlight on the dark underbelly of fame and success. The indictment also revealed disturbing details about YSL's involvement in other serious crimes. Prosecutors alleged that YSL members looked to Young Thug for leadership on various criminal activities. In one instance, they claimed that 2 YSL members discussed seeking permission from Young Thug before attempting to murder rival rapper YFN Lucci while he was in jail. These allegations painted a chilling picture of the gang's operations and the extent of Young Thug's influence within the organization. As the case progressed, an updated 65-count indictment was filed in August 2022, further increasing the charges against Young Thug. He now faced 8 counts, including participating in the RICO conspiracy, participating in a criminal street gang, violating the Georgia Controlled Substances Act, possession of a firearm while committing a felony, and possession of a machine gun. These charges carried severe penalties and added to the gravity of the trial. The case against Young Thug and YSL was built on Georgia's RICO statute, a law that allows prosecutors to target criminal enterprises and hold their leaders accountable. The prosecution aimed to prove that Young Thug and his associates enterprise, committing numerous individual acts in furtherance of the conspiracy. By using RICO, the prosecution sought to dismantle YSL and bring its members to justice. The outcome will have far-reaching implications, not only for Young Thug and YSL, but also for the use of rap lyrics as evidence in criminal cases. The defense has argued that the lyrics should be seen as creative expression rather than literal confessions, while the prosecution maintains that they are proclamations of violence and highly relevant to proving the gang's criminal activities. The Fulton County DA, Fonnie Willis, has publicly and unapologetically admitted that she will use rap lyrics to prosecute rappers.
If you decide to admit your crimes over a beat, I'm gonna use it.
The use of rap lyrics as evidence has been a contentious issue throughout the proceedings. Critics argue that using lyrics as evidence unfairly treats rap as a literal confession, potentially violating the First Amendment. However, courts have mostly upheld the right of prosecutors to cite rap lyrics, particularly in gang-related cases. The defense has vehemently opposed the use of lyrics as evidence, arguing that they are a form of creative expression and should not be taken literally. This clash between artistic freedom and the legal system adds another layer of complexity to the trial.
Well, they're kicking indoors, committing home invasions, and now I'm using those lyrics that they're admitting to doing that. I'm going to continue to do that. People can continue to be angry about it. I have some legal advice. Don't confess to crimes on rap lyrics if you do not want them used, or at least get out of my county.
The trial of Young Thug and YSL is not just a high-profile case. It is also one of the most complex and challenging trials in recent memory. From the sheer number of defendants to the extensive list of charges, this trial presents a multitude of obstacles for both the prosecution and the defense. One of the primary challenges in this trial is the sheer complexity of the case. With 28 men originally indicted, finding lawyers for all of them proved to be a daunting task. The prosecution secured additional funding to bring this massive gang case to trial, but the public defense system did not receive equal funding, leading to a strained legal system. The state had to contract with numerous private defense attorneys to ensure adequate representation for all the defendants, but even that arrangement faced its own challenges, including issues of inadequate pay. Another significant challenge has been the jury selection process. With the trial expected to last as long as a year, finding jurors who can commit to such a lengthy trial has proven to be a difficult task. The selection process, which began in January, took more than 10 months, making it the longest jury selection in Georgia state history. The court had to find individuals who were willing and able to put their lives on hold for an extended period, adding to the complexity of the trial. This process was particularly hard, especially with claims that Young Thug was threatening witnesses, as well as members of his own gang who were making deals with the DA.
That we have taken proffers from fellow members for Mr. Williams. Some are on this indictment, some are not. They have stated uniformly that Mr. Williams is dangerous. They are afraid of him, that if they cross him, he will kill them and their family.
Young Thug has not been doing himself any favors, as he has continued to openly threaten people, even on social media. In what many described as a careless move, an ominous tweet was posted on his Twitter page. In the tweet to Michael Phelps, Thug says, "I'm talking with my roommate and we're wondering if you could swim 100 miles from the middle of the ocean back to shore." According to many, Young Thug was subtly warning that people would start swimming with the fishes, a phrase used by the mafia to signify killing people. So scared were potential jurors that on one day, 122 out of 200 potential jurors submitted hardship claims. At one point, more than 400 jurors were expected to have the opportunity to make their cases as to why they should be excluded from jury duty. Others were more than willing to commit punishable crimes to get excluded from the final juror list. One potential juror was found to have gone on vacation in the midst of jury selection. Court officials later found out that she flew out of the Dominican Republic for the weekend. The judge ordered the authorities to wait for her at the airport and bring her directly to court. She was later found in contempt of court. However, the judge provided an alternative solution to the 20-day sentence attached to the offense, or a $1,000 fine. The potential juror was required to draft a 30-page essay detailing the history and significance of jury duty. "I want you to talk about jury service in Georgia and discrimination, at minimum," the judge said. On March 17, 2023, another potential juror recorded the trial proceedings on her phone. Before the trial even began, the court had emphasized strict rules against unacceptable jury behavior, including the use of cell phones and social media during the proceedings. This earned her a 3-day jail sentence. If you thought drama with the jurors was over, then you thought wrong. It would only get even more bizarre as a potential juror had the audacity to insult the judge to his face. Hip-hop historian and investigative journalist Dennis Byron, who has extensively covered the trial of the, was on hand to share some updates regarding the rapper's case. More drama erupts in the courtroom where the YSL RICO trial is underway when a potential juror called Presiding Judge Ural Glanville a bitch, Byron wrote on Twitter. The judge then held her in contempt of court. It seemed that people were going all out to avoid being involved in the case. All these are more the reason why people think that Young Thug is destined to end up behind bars for his crimes, but if you thought that this was the only drama that paints Thug as a guilty man, well, you're in for a rude shock, as trouble within his camp has been brewing, and he has been left a lonely figure. So what exactly happened to YSL members during the 1.5 years they have been behind bars that suggests Thug is destined for prison? Young Thug cooked?
So you're talking about Jeffrey.
In hip-hop, cooperating with cops is almost a death sentence. So when you see anyone in the rap industry snitching, it can only mean that the charges they were facing were way worse. In Young Thug's case, more than 20 members of his gang with whom he was arrested have all cut deals with the cops to avoid facing the RICO. In the 18 months since the YSL indictment was first handed down, many of the original 28 defendants have either accepted plea deals or been separated from the case for procedural reasons, leaving only 6 defendants to face trial this week. It seems like the authorities are using the age-old tactic of divide and conquer, leaving Thug a lonely figure and painting him as the guilty mastermind of the gang. A photo of the rapper during a court session surfaced online, where Thugger can be seen hunched over his desk with a mask dangling below his nose as he rests his head on the table. According to many, he seemed defeated. So what evidence is there against the YSL boss that has people's minds made up regarding his guilt? Well, snitching has been on top of the list. The whole case has been plagued with snitching allegations and a leaked 3-hour interrogation video of a YSL affiliate further fueled the rumors that people were raiding out Young Thug. One of the most publicized confessions was by rapper Lil Woody, who seemed desperate to have his name distanced from Young Thug's. According to the rapper, being associated with Thug only brought him trouble.
I'm not reading the passage. Can he, it's Thug and me. Whatever he do, I'm automatically just attached to him. Because people think I'm just stupid. I don't like being around. You know what I mean? I ain't gonna call me up on that.
A visibly tense Lil Woody, whose left leg could not hold still, was visibly terrified as he snitched on the YSL boss. It's as if he knew Thug's goose was cooked and he didn't want to go down with it. What better way to save himself than to give the cops what they wanted? In the video, Lil Woody tries to negotiate for his freedom by giving up vital information. He asks the detectives for assurances that the information he gives up will help his own...
Sebastian Fabora steps up to take down Team Snoop.
The detectives tell him they can't offer him anything, but can let the district attorney's office know that he's cooperating.
How can I help myself? Yes, I'm missing.
I said we can't offer him. I can't make it any clearer.
So
it's not pointless. What I'm saying is I can't offer you anything. Investigator Flores can't offer you anything. We can let the district attorney know and tell him that you were cooperating.
A convicted felon and documented gang member who served time in federal prison in 2018, YSL Woody was arrested on October 27, 2021, after being caught driving his girlfriend's car with a loaded gun inside. He assured the detectives that the information he had would help him in his current situation. He then blew the whistle on an alleged murder plot that was supposed to take place that night.
And I'll tell you something more today.
What's
going on? Someone's supposed to be killed tonight. Okay. This is a murder that might take place. With some very bad people, and the stuff that I know right now, should be able to help me get out of my situation.
Woody was ready to give up a whole lot more to save his skin. He was going to tell the cops those who were involved and when they were going to carry out their hit.
Hey, y'all, these mess right here, I know people are going to do it. I can give it time, we ain't going to do it. So y'all can get me in the head.
Woody must have been afraid to mention Thug's name directly. However, he nodded when asked whether Thug was the one who had ordered the planned hit.
The person y'all just named it, I didn't tell him anything. He wants him. He wants him in bed.
So you're talking about Jeffrey.
The drama involving Lil Woody and YSL continued as even police officers became involved in the plot to tamper with the case. Lil Woody's girlfriend, who was a police officer at the time, was later arrested herself and charged with multiple felonies for allegedly abusing her badge to protect her boyfriend. Apparently, she tried to delete Woody's Instagram page containing photos of gang activity, as well as attempting to disable his phone, which police were storing as evidence. However, the most damning confession came from Young Thug's close friend, who also didn't want to be associated with Thug and his crimes. This was none other than Gunna.
The deal that set Gunna free, a major development in a huge racketeering case. The Atlanta-born rapper, Gunna, whose given name is Sergio Kitchens, made a deal with prosecutors and walked out of the Fulton County Jail late this afternoon. Now, Gunna will not have to stand trial early next year with rapper Young Thug.
Gunna and Young Thug were close friends even before music. So for Gunna to turn on him, it may mean that Thugger is without a doubt in trouble.
It was never like on no music shit at first. We were just like friends, you know what I'm saying? Home was in the street. And then it just grew over time. Of me just doing my music, and then he just kind of like had a look in on it and just.
Gunna had been charged with one count of racketeering. According to the indictment, he allegedly received stolen property and was in possession of drugs, including methamphetamine, marijuana, and hydrocodone, with the intent to distribute. Of course, Gunna denied the charges. However, he was denied bail twice, which may have finally broken the horse's back. He agreed to take a deal that would see him go free, but this is not the whole story. Turns out, Gunna's plea saw him initially sentenced to 5 years with 1 year served. However, a judge commuted the 1 year sentence to time served and suspended the 4 year remaining balance subject to conditions, including 500 hours of community service. Overall, the deal meant that Gunna would be a free man. But had he really given the prosecutor something that would put the YSL boss behind bars? Well, a video emerged showing Gunna in court dropping a few words of truth before a judge.
Please say after each statement whether or not you agree or acknowledge that statements are true, okay?
Yes, sir.
Gunna admitted that YSL was not only a music label, but a gang. He further admitted to witnessing some YSL members participate in criminal activity as a gang.
YSL is a music label and a gang, and you have personal knowledge that members or associates of YSL have committed crimes in persons of the gang.
Yes, sir.
When this video was leaked, the industry was ablaze with people calling Gunna a rat. Gunna went on the defense immediately. His lawyers even took to Instagram to deny the rumors that Gunna had snitched. Gunna did not snitch to get out of jail, the post read. He has said nothing and is not cooperating. His plea statement cannot be used in court against any other defendant. It turns out that the rapper had taken an Alford plea. This means that he did not admit guilt, but instead admitted that there was enough evidence to convict him. As part of his Alford plea, Gunna's statements would only apply to his case and could not be used in subsequent cases. Well, according to the rapper, he was not going to be a state witness, nor was he planning on getting involved in the trial any further. I want to make it perfectly clear that I have not made any statements, have not been interviewed, have not cooperated, have not agreed to testify or be a witness for or against any party in the case, and have absolutely no intention of being involved in the trial process in any way. The rapper's statement read, the rapper claimed that when he joined the label, he did not see it as a gang. When I became affiliated with YSL in 2016, I did not consider it a gang. More like a group of people from Metro Atlanta who had common interests and artistic aspirations, Gunna said. According to the rapper, his focus at the label had always been making music. Although Gunna has come forward and explained his actions, possibly even speaking on behalf of other YSL members who had taken similar deals, the consequences of their decisions have had a negative impact on Young Thug's chances of ever tasting freedom again. Young Thug's attorney has since revealed YSL members taking plea deals has been the single most challenging obstacle against his client's case. According to Thug's lawyer, the authorities had turned his client into an easy target.
He's like the easy target.
This is because YSL members who were part of the indictment understood that they would get a deal and an easy way out of the case if they snitched on their boss. On the other hand, the lawyer revealed, the authorities were eager to cut deals with anyone who was willing to reveal any information that would incriminate Young Thug and put him behind bars.
So if somebody gets arrested and gets in trouble and they want a deal, law enforcement officers are all too eager to say, well, tell us about it. Mr. Williams. Is he involved in this? What do you know about it?
So what will prosecutors be forced to prove to put Young Thug behind bars? As with all criminal cases, the burden is on prosecutors to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that Thug and others did what they're accused of. meaning jurors must be virtually certain that they're guilty before they vote to convict. To prove the core RICO charges, the DA's office will need to show a pattern of racketeering activity by the YSL members, meaning they conspired to run an illegal enterprise or a racket. Prosecutors will try to do so by detailing more than 150 acts that were allegedly carried out in furtherance of the conspiracy. Some of those will be what are called predicates, meaning actions that would be crimes on their own, like the Donovan murder, but others will merely be overt acts, meaning any concrete step that YSL members took to help the illegal enterprise, even if it isn't a crime on its own. That's where social media posts and song lyrics come into the case. Importantly, prosecutors don't need to show that every defendant knew about every element of YSL's operations. They only need to prove that each YSL member knew about the conspiracy and agreed to be part of it, and took at least two actions to further it. Now, only time will tell Young Thug's fate. If you enjoyed this video, click on the boxes playing on your screen to watch similar content.